But I really like the story about your dad making up the three little pigs as well. So I wondered if it kind of ran in the family.
Oh, yeah.
A hereditary tendency to lie.
He was reading me the story of the three little pigs and he had his glasses on, so he made it all up.
Mm.
And he started getting really, really annoyed with the pigs because he thought they were smug and he liked the wolf.
Mm.
And especially the... He went off his bean about that pig. He lived in the house of bricks. He said, he hasn't bought that. He doesn't own that. Bank owns that. You don't buy a house like that if you're a pig. It's all this sort of stuff. I'm going, huh? Yeah. And he changed it because he liked the wolf, because the wolf was an action. He was out there doing stuff, you know. He said, do you want to be a wolf or a pig? And I'm thinking, yeah, I want to be a wolf, Dad. And he said, no, I'm a wolf. And he changed it at the end because instead of the wolf sort of falling into a boiling water, he fell into a bath that the piggy had supplied, and it was a pub, and then the bath wasn't hot enough, so the wolf ate the piggy and the wolf opened up a pub that sold sarsaparilla every day of the year. It was my father's idea of a perfect fairy tale.